to a gentleman called Charlie Miller, who's going to have a yarn with me here. And he says, to all our customers and friends, can you please share this and let us know if you hear anything about it? And it basically says, Charlie Miller is the owner of WCM Property Maintenance, and they also make the garden ornaments a few days to Christmas, and this happens. Can't let people get away with helping themselves to someone's property and belongings. He's worked extremely hard. He's a really good guy, and he's always going out of his way and helping others. I love the way he says this, can use, do me a favour and share this with your website and your Facebook and all of that. Charlie Miller has been robbed. I think we managed to track Charlie down. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Charlie. You've obviously got friends out there who've been in touch with us. What exactly has happened?
See what it is. I have a unit down the Clocky Road there in Donaghadee, and what happened Friday night, there was a couple of units were broken into, but it was what happened was the commitments were angle grinders and bolt cutters, and they opened the place up, and they basically cleared about £14,500 worth of mat equipment, from power washers to saws to whatever else they get their hands on, to take out heaters, strimmers. Just basically, I've been now self-employed now for the past 9 years, and every year I usually buy myself another tool, another item, each year to help sort of build it up. And somebody has just went in and cleared 3/4 of the items that I've bought over the years, you know. So a lot of people started putting it on Facebook and posting it and all the rest of it. After seeing the thing there with the social media, with remember the girl in Bangor with the laptop? That was stolen from the house.
And, totally, that story broke my heart last night on the TV. And I have to say, whenever I heard this morning that the laptop had been returned, you know, yes, it gave you a little bit of a lift that the laptop had been returned. But let's say it as it is here. Those people should not have been in the woman's house.
No, they shouldn't have.
They should not have been in her house. Big deal that you've returned the laptop. You know, fair play to you for returning the laptop. Catch a grip of yourself and stay out of people's houses. Now, this woman sadly had buried her little daughter only a number of days before. They stole the laptop from underneath the memorial cards that had been sent, and they still took it. They took the presents and they took the toys and the food out of the house, and they're expecting maybe some sort of, you know, applause because they've given the laptop back. They should be ashamed of themselves that they were in anybody's house, and they should also be ashamed of themselves that they're in your garden ornament outlet or your property maintenance base. Let's have no dilution of how pathetic those burglars are the length and breadth of the country. So Charlie, are you hoping to get your stuff back?
Well, I was hoping to get it back with the social media, getting that with that girl's laptop and stuff back, which is fantastic. The amount of people who are spreading it and all, even the fine of offered reward, etc. that way, because, you know, when you lose 3/4 of your tools, how are you meant to do your work? Okay, I mean, people go, oh, well, sure, insurance this and different things that way, but it's not the point. I mean, if it gets a case where you're putting big claims and you're doing different things, you know, it'll turn out that nobody will want to insure you, so...
Totally, and you're a hard-working guy. You're obviously a hard-working guy who's very highly thought of. Because see someone else saying, you know, he's a good bloke, this Charlie Miller, and the garden ornaments. That's only part of what you
it's
do, but obviously
it's
people are impressed by it.
Yes, a lot of people are, you know, I know and do a lot of work for, and everybody just keeps posting, you know. So hopefully you'll hear something or get some of it back, or whatever that way, but it's just that, just tell everybody to be very careful with their units, with their whatever, double check, triple check, but then saying that when you come with angle grinders and, you know, I think there was phone lines cut and stuff like that, I mean, it's very, very hard to, stop people like that, you know.
Absolutely, it is impossible. You know, just briefly, run through the sort of items that people should be looking out for if they're going to be hot and sold in the near future.
It's a 3,600 PSI power washer, Kubota, an orange one. There was a blue hot and cold washer. There was a chop saw. There was a Makita Kango hammer. There was two industrial strimmers. There was a blower. There was just basically the sort of contents of what you do maintenance work with and things like that. There was about 15 items in total. I don't have them in front of me here, but there was about 15 items total that myself and David, he's a young lad who works for me, we sort of went round and had a look to see what was lifted, and there was, you know, doors broken, forced entries just to get out everything. So I don't think it was opportunist. I think it was more
professional,
you know,
job.
Yep. A professional job without a doubt. So, but hopefully this will help, Frank, and hopefully you'll be able to. Thank you very much for giving me the airtime today.
Not a bother, Charlie. If you know where it is, you know the number. 101 is the police. If you know where it is, you can give the cops any tip whatsoever as to where that kit might be. A hardworking man building up his business, and then people think they have the right to go in and take it off him. 90333105. And you know, it rolled off my tongue, a professional job. There's no such thing as a professional crook. You're a criminal. That's what you are. You're not professional at all. You are but a criminal. And let's hope you're caught.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.